You're listening to the Earn That Body Podcast, episode number 353.
Welcome to the Earn That Body Show with Kim Eagle. Kim is an award-winning personal trainer. She trains her clients all over the world online and is passionate about empowering people by getting fit and healthy.
Welcome back to Earn That Body Podcast. This is your go-to podcast for all things health, fitness, and nutrition. I am Kim Eagle, and today we are talking about a pretty hot topic, one that has definitely been making the waves in health and nutrition, and it is what I called the all-new FOMO. FOMO usually means fear of missing out. But in today's time, I think FOMO stands for fear of missing Ozempic. So we are going to talk today a little bit about the Ozempic type drugs. We have talked about it before, just so you know, if you want to check out my past podcast on Ozempic, Is It For You? That was number 312. So feel free to search your podcast player for that if you'd like to get started with that. But that was a while ago, and I feel like things have been not changing too much, but definitely growing with these Ozempic type drugs. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this new FOMO today, tell you a little bit about what exactly is Ozempic, what type of drug, and sort of my thoughts on it for potentially you, your friends, what you're seeing out there. I think that education is the most important thing when it comes to taking any type of drugs. So the first thing I want to do is I want to go over what exactly are these drugs, because a lot of people don't actually understand what they are. And I think it's really important that people understand them just in case it is ever something that you are thinking about doing, or perhaps before you judge someone else for doing them, which is very easy to do because a lot of people think that these GLP-1 drugs, which is what an Ozempic type drug is, they think that it is a easy way out for people who are trying to lose weight. And I definitely think that that mindset needs to shift a little bit, because this isn't something where you're just going to take a shot and lose weight and be healthy. That is not the way that this actually works. So again, I always think that education is the very best thing. Now, Harvard Health Magazine, or Harvard Health Publishing, I should say, they just published an article recently about these GLP-1 diabetes weight loss drugs, about the side effects of them as well. So a lot of our information today is going to be coming from them, because I always like to get the most high level valid source as possible when I share this type of information with you. So let's just start off with, what are these drugs? How exactly do they work, and why do they seem like such a miracle? Well, these GLP-1 drugs, they are also called GLP-1 agonists. That's a shortened name for glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists. And GLP-1 receptor agonists, they mimic the GLP-1 hormone, and that's something that's actually naturally released in your gastrointestinal tract when you eat. Now, when you eat, your digestive system is supposed to break down your carbohydrates into simple sugars. That's going to travel through your bloodstream, and GLP-1 triggers the release of insulin from your pancreas. That insulin then helps move glucose and sugar out of the bloodstream and into your cells, where it can be used for nourishment and energy overall. Now, people with type 2 diabetes, that should be very clear. This is for type 2 diabetes when you hear about these drugs being used for diabetics. People with type 2 diabetes have their body cells are more or completely resistant to the effects of insulin, and the body does not then produce enough insulin. And so these GLP-1 agonists stimulate the pancreas to release insulin and suppress the release of another hormone called glucagon, both of which help control blood sugar levels in people with type 2 diabetes. Now, these drugs also act in the brain. to reduce hunger and act on the stomach to delay emptying. So you're gonna feel full for a longer time when you use these drugs. These effects can lead to weight loss, which can be an important part of managing diabetes. GLP-1 agonists have been used to treat diabetes, type 2 that is, for 2 decades. So in fact, even though it seems like this is a new drug, for diabetics, it is not a new drug. It actually has been around for quite a long time. Now, more recently, the FDA has approved several of these GLP-1 agonists for weight loss in people with obesity who do not have diabetes. And when used for overweight or obesity, the drugs are typically prescribed in higher doses than when prescribed for diabetes. So those are sort of the 2 types of people who are using these, or I should say, should be using these. I hate to say should, because you're not supposed to should anyone. That's what my sister told me, never should someone. but it is for people with type 2 diabetes and typically has been approved for people with obesity. Now, what kind of drugs are there? There are so many out there, and you might not even realize all the different names are basically the same type of drugs. There's in fact 10 GLP-1 drugs that are FDA approved to treat either type 2 diabetes or weight loss. So you're thinking of names like Ozempic. That's the big one. You probably hear the commercial all the time. Just so you know, Ozempic, that is approved for type 2 diabetes. So if your friend is using Ozempic and they don't have, or if your friend is using a GLP-1 drug, I should say, and they don't have type 2 diabetes, they are not likely taking Ozempic. They are likely taking Wegovy. All right. So Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, there's one called Victoza, Saxenda, Mounjaro. There's so many different ones. All those names are all types of GLP-1 drugs. The difference between all of these GLP-1 drugs is primarily dosages. So GLP-1 drugs for weight loss typically involve much higher dosages than the same drug taken to manage diabetes. Another difference is how they are taken. Most are given by injection, but there is one pill option, Rybelsus, that's the pill instead of the injection shot. Also, age. Some of the drugs are different for adults and some are approved for children. And then there's a different bit of tolerance for people with the different GLP-1 drugs. So if your body is not tolerating one type of GLP-1 drug, some people might shift and try a different one. So that's sort of a little bit about the Ozempics. So when I say Ozempic, I'm being really general, but I'm really talking about these GLP-1 drugs. Now, what are some of the side effects? I think that's the most important thing that we really want to talk about, because I think people, again, they see people losing weight. They see people losing a significant amount of weight and they think, oh, well, if it's as easy as just putting a shot into my belly, then I want to do it too. And a lot of people are trying to get their hands on these drugs because, again, they think that it's as simple as that, but it's really not, okay? I wouldn't call this simple by any means. So first thing I want to do, let's talk about some of the different side effects. One is actually called Ozempic face, and that is a side effect of GLP-1 drugs. And you may have heard of Ozempic face as a side effect, though the term is a little misleading because this can be a side effect of any GLP-1 drug, not just Ozempic. So it's not really Ozempic face, it's GLP-1 face, I guess they should be calling it. And what this is that the rapid loss of weight can happen in the face, basically. And so people who are using these drugs can get a very hollowed look to their face, changes in the size of their lips, their cheeks, their chin. They tend to get some wrinkles on their face due to this very fast weight loss. You might see sunken eyes, sagging jowls around the jaw and the neck. If weight is lost in a more gradual way, these changes are usually not as noticeable. But because of the faster pace of weight loss that occurs with these GLP-1 drugs, it can make facial changes a little bit more obvious. So if Ozempic face side effects are significant, they actually then sometimes treat this with plastic surgery. So these are the things, again, you think everything is so simple and that, oh, a shot will mean I'm skinny and at the end of the day, that's all that matters. But then you might not realize that all of a sudden your face might start losing its shape in general and you get this sort of, I don't want to call it distorted look, but you're basically just losing fat at such a rapid rate that it sort of will lead to this saggy looking, sunken facial look. Again, it's not everybody who has this, but it is something that a lot of people are seeing. Now, other side effects of GLP-1 drugs include these gastrointestinal symptoms. Things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation. These seem to be the most common side effects of these drugs. Now, they say that sometimes the nausea can be managed by avoiding certain things before you take the GLP-1 drug. You might be able to eat crackers or things like that to sort of minimize the nausea. Vomiting can be managed, they say, by staying well hydrated. Although, let's face it, vomiting is not a great side effect, especially if it's happening quite often. Diarrhea, another one of the side effects that can happen. So you have to stay extremely hydrated if you are someone who's encountering that side effect. And some people get constipated. And so then you have to start taking a fiber product. You have to stay on top of hydration as well. So to help avoid these gastrointestinal side effects of the drugs, they tell everyone they need to eat very slowly. They need to stop eating when they're full. They need to minimize their portion size, so really going towards these smaller portions. And they tell them to avoid being too active immediately after eating. Now, I mean, obviously none of us are usually super active right after you eat a meal, but I will say this, it's really nice to be able to go for a walk after a meal, and it's possible that you wouldn't be able to with these kind of drugs if you're having some of these kinds of side effects. Now, those are the small side effects, and not everybody gets those either. It's not to be, you know, I don't think it should be thought that everyone who takes these drugs gets all of those side effects. It's just that those are some of the types of side effects that you can get. Now, less common but more serious side effects include things like pancreatitis, which is an inflammation of the pancreas and that can cause abdominal pain. Gastroparesis, which is the movement of food out of the stomach. It is slowed down or even stopped. And you really don't want that. You don't want food in the stomach to stop moving. It needs to get out of your stomach, but gastroparesis is a more serious side effect. Another more serious side effect, bowel obstruction, a blockage that keeps food from passing through your intestine, and gallstone attacks and bile duct blockage. All of those things can be side effects. Those are the more serious side effects that you have to take very, very seriously. And they say that you're definitely going to need to see a doctor if you are someone who has the severe vomiting, diarrhea, any kind of severe pain, tenderness in the belly, inability to pass gas or move your bowels at all. If you're at that stage, you need to see a doctor. Even if you get some jaundice, that yellow color in your skin, you would want to see a doctor. So it is a drug. It is a powerful drug, obviously. And those are some of the things that you need to think about. If you have diabetes, you probably need, or I should say diabetes type 2, you probably need a drug like this if you are not able to get this under control on your own. Now, some people with type 2 diabetes are able to change their habits, lose weight, and no longer have type 2 diabetes without a drug like this. And that is life-changing because literally you can die if you have diabetes and you don't manage that properly. So if you're not able to manage it on your own, an Ozempic-type drug may be essential for you. Obesity is another thing where if you cannot get a handle on the habits that need to change for you, and that is a very hard thing to do when you have obesity, or when you are obese, I should say, because as people are starting to talk about, like with the recent Oprah show, obesity might be considered a disease in itself. And if it is, then you have to weigh the risk versus reward right now on drugs like this, because staying obese is eventually going to lead to early death, most likely, right? And so a drug like this can be life-changing for someone like that, and the risk versus reward may be very worth it. Now, for people who do not have type 2 diabetes and are not obese, is this a drug for you? Well, it certainly hasn't been approved to be a drug for people who are just trying to lose 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds. If you are not obese, but you have weight to lose, this is probably not the way to go for you. And unfortunately, we are already in a place where you can go online and get all of these drugs through different parties and not through these names that I told you, like Ozempic and Wegovy. You can go online and get these like third-party drugs, compounds, I believe they call them, that basically have the same active ingredients, but they are not regulated like these particular medications. And so that is what a lot of people are doing that you might know. So if you know a lot of people who you're like, well, they're not obese, so how did they get prescribed this particular drug? Well, they probably are not taking one of those actual drugs that we talked about and listed. They are going online and they are getting these compounds that are created by God knows who, I'll honestly say, I don't know, different labs here and there. And those drugs, from what I have understood, are typically not sold in these pens. You might have seen the Ozempic pen where that's what you inject into your belly. This, you're usually getting little vials of the medication. You have to have your own syringes, and you're putting a syringe into the vial every time you need to give yourself a shot. The concerns with that is infection, all right? Because this is not a one-time vial. You're actually putting a new needle in every time you give yourself a shot. Now, there's certainly directions, I'm sure, and I'm sure they tell you how to, you know, try to keep it sterile and this and that, but it is an extra added concern that you could get a great infection by injecting yourself with the drug in this way. So be very cautious if this is something you plan on doing, where you get your drug from, and understanding that might have a whole other set of side effects and complications if you are taking it in that way. Now, okay, if you are someone who is taking the drug and it is working for you, that is wonderful. Again, hopefully if you had type 2 diabetes and obesity and this is working for you, then that is absolutely wonderful. And then there are other people, you have to know this, that are taking the drug or who started the drug. And it made them so sick that they did have to stop using the drug. And that just is what it is. Again, there are so many side effects. And for a lot of people, it's the gastrointestinal side effects that they're feeling. One that a lot of people talk about when using these type of drugs that I do want to bring up is the fact that they never feel hungry once they start taking the drug. And so they say that the drug sort of shuts off that food chatter that people have where they're always thinking about food. What's my next meal? What am I going to eat next? How much can I eat? I want to eat more. And so this drug, as we talked about, it does have a shift on that mental capacity. And I believe it's impacting your ghrelin, which makes you feel hungry. And so actually on this drug, you never feel hungry. And some people say they stop eating pretty much because they never feel hungry and they have to set an alarm on their phone to remind them to eat because literally it's the last thing on their mind. Now, what could be the problem with that? Well, one of the biggest problems with that, and this is a little less talked about when they just list the side effects, is that if you're not eating all day and you're barely eating all day because you're just not hungry. I mean, let's face it, who likes to eat when you're not hungry? That's like force feeding yourself. And that's like, that is not a good feeling. The problem becomes that you all of a sudden you're not getting enough calories in. And if you're not getting enough calories in, it can be a concern that you're not getting enough nutrients in that your body needs. That means you're not going to be healthy. And you have to remember that just losing weight doesn't make you healthy. The overall goal should be to lose weight in a healthy way so that you can live an extended, longer life. If you're not ever eating, and then you're obviously not getting in enough nutrition and nutrients, that is going to have a long-term impact in itself. The next really important thing to understand is if you're not eating enough calories, then you're probably not eating enough protein. And if you're not eating enough protein, you're probably never going to be able to gain muscle. And this is a really big topic, right? Because we talk about muscle all the time right now, and we're saying, oh, as we age, we're losing muscle at this rapid rate, so we have to be lifting and strength training and eating lots of protein so we can maintain as much muscle as we can. Well, a very large percent of the body weight that you are going to lose on these GLP-1 drugs is not just fat. They're actually seeing a very huge majority of the weight that you're losing is muscle mass. So on top of the fact that as we age, we're going to lose muscle, people who take these GLP-1 drugs are losing more than just a little muscle. They're losing muscle as part of the weight they're losing. So when you hear they're losing X percent of weight a week or total, just know that a very large portion of that is muscle that they're losing. And muscle weighs a lot. So if I were to lose a large part of my muscle, I would lose a large amount of weight. But now I'm going to be super skinny and super frail. And that's not going to benefit you as you age. So that will be a health complication later down the road. And they already know this. They know that one of the biggest issues with these drugs right now is the loss of muscle mass that is happening to people. It's called sarcopenia. And it can be a real danger again, especially as you age. So if you were thinking of going on this drug and you're one of the people who thinks, well, this is the greatest thing in the world, you give yourself a shot in the belly and all of a sudden you're not hungry anymore and the food chatter is going to go away and you're going to be skinny and you're going to fit in your skinny jeans. There is no easy way out, team. I say it all the time. There is no magic pill. There is a cost for everything. And right now it seems that the biggest cost of this drug, not to mention the nausea and some of the more complicated side effects, but the biggest thing that can really go wrong is this lack of muscle. Or this loss of muscle that they are seeing. Not only are you going to lose muscle, but then you are not going to eat enough and you're not going to eat enough protein and you are likely going to really lose muscle mass as you continue to age. And where does that put you as an older person, someone who is aging and already losing muscle? Not to mention that they are saying that this is a drug you need to stay on for the rest of your life or likely the results will be gone. Basically saying you're going to gain the weight back. And for some of the people who have done interviews, they have said I had to go off it and all of the weight came back. And for whatever reason, it's like most fad diets where they say and then some. They gained more weight back after they went off the drug. Again, it's a concern. Is this something that you want to take for the rest of your life? even though it has been around for several years now. Like they said, for treating diabetes, it's been around for decades. But what is the long-term impact of losing a ton of muscle as the weight that you're losing, and then potentially not being able to eat enough to maintain the muscle you have or put on muscle as you age? They don't know. So it's a little bit of a gamble. And that's why I'm saying it's not just a quick fix. It's not an easy thing that everyone should be so excited about. It's something that is fantastic for people with type 2 diabetes. It is something that is a gift for people who have obesity right now, because again, it's that risk versus reward. For them, they are likely going to die anyway early. And so this might prevent that or slow that down. So that's super, super important. All of these things that I just think it's so important that we bring up, that we talk about, because I want people not to see this as a simple fix, because there's really nothing simple about it. I also think it's really important that this is a time where a lot of people are taking this drug. It's okay. Let them. All right. Even though there's this FOMO right now. And when I talk about the FOMO, what I'm talking about is I have clients who come to me and they say, look, I love your program and I'm losing 1 pound a week right now. And that's amazing because I am down 20 pounds. However, my neighbor is down even more in half the amount of time because my neighbor is taking Wegovy. And it's so, so hard for me because I feel like I am doing it the hard way and they are doing it the easy way. And all I can do is respond with the information that I'm even giving right now. I know it seems like weight loss without these drugs is doing it the hard way. And I know it seems like doing it with these drugs is the easy way. But I hope that what I'm telling you today is showing you there's nothing easy about taking these drugs. There's nothing easy about never having an appetite anymore, never wanting to enjoy a meal again. That's not easy. That's sort of sad in many ways. But for some people, that's what it's going to take to save their life. But again, if you're not that person who has type 2 diabetes or obesity, is that really what you want? To never enjoy a meal again, potentially for the rest of your life because you have to stay on this drug for the rest of your life? Think about that. Think hard. And also, everybody wants muscle. They want to look lean. They want to look toned. Is that going to be a possibility for people on these drugs? I'm not really sure, considering that we know what we know about muscle. So it's a fear of missing out because people want to be on the same fad diet as their neighbor, right? It is no different than every fad diet out there. If you see your neighbor losing a ton of weight, you want to do what they're doing, you have a fear of missing out. So now it's the fear of missing Ozempic. But again, there is no quick fix. You have to put in the work, whether you're doing it one way or the other. Now, it's always a little bit harder without the drug to lose that amount of weight, obviously, but it can be done and my clients are doing it. It just takes a little bit longer. The benefit of not using the drugs is that you are more likely to put on the muscle you need, which is going to be essential for you in aging. That is so important, right? So a little bit harder, or I should say it takes a little bit longer, but it's going to have some extra benefits in the end. And that is what really matters overall. So yes, you have to put in the work. If you are taking the drug and you're listening to this, you're still putting in work. I mean, it's still work. And if you're not, you have to ask yourself this. If you're taking the drug and you're not making any habit changes, right? If you're not working on your nutrition and exercising, then for sure, if you do go off the drug, you know you're going to gain all the weight back because you didn't make the habit changes that needed to be made. Really, the habit changes are the same for anybody trying to lose weight. Whether you're on the drug or not, you still have to make the habit changes to make anything sustainable and healthy. And these habit changes that I'm talking about, it's like still eating a balanced diet, getting in exercise, cardiovascular and strength training. Those things are just as important for the people on these GLP-1 drugs, just as important. So really, everybody can still work together, whether you're on the drug or not. We all need to make the same habit changes in nutrition and in our exercise. So it's not a quick fix. They still have to put in the work. And if they don't, they are going to be on the side of unhealthy. Losing weight, yes, but that doesn't make you healthy. There just is no quick fix, team. And I really wanted everybody to know that. At the end of the day, I want you to weigh the risk versus the reward for taking this medication. And again, for some people, it is all reward, because otherwise the implications that are going to be there if they don't take the drug are probably, you know, dying in morbidity at a much younger age. So risk versus reward. But please, I don't like to hear these stories how people are taking the drug because they have a wedding coming up. It is not for that. And I do have concerns about the long-term impact. Also have concerns about people going on and off it. So it's like, I had an event, I went on it, I lost the weight, I went off it, I gained the weight back. Then I had another event, so I went back on it, then I went off it. I don't know about you, but there's no way that can be healthy for your body. Every time you take a medication that impacts your hormones, it probably takes a really long time for your body to reset to back to where it needs to be. And we don't know what that long-term implication is for doing things like that. So just be very cautious when you take any medication, especially a medication that impacts your hormones. So at the end of the day, what is the most important thing? Being healthy. That is the most important thing. And so don't judge anyone for being on this medication or not being on this medication. Everyone has to do what they need to do. You do you. That is what is important. So don't have FOMO. Don't have a fear of missing out. If you do not need this drug, trust me when I say, you are not missing out. You have a better gift maybe than the person who does need that medication. You have the gift that you are able to make these habit changes and you are able to lose weight in a healthy, sustainable way without those side effects of what the drug might give to you, right? You won't have those long-term side effects that we don't even know about yet. And if you do need to take the medication, you do you. You can do it. Awesome. Great. I want you to do it. I want you to take this medication and let it serve you in the best way possible. And if you need help changing your habits or getting in your exercise while on the medication, there is no shame in still getting help. And I think that some people think, well, if you're on the medication, then you don't need any nutrition coaching. You don't need any exercise help because you're just going to lose the weight. No, no, no. You need the help even more. I was actually just talking to a very good friend of mine. She's a pharmacist. And she said, Kim, are you helping people right now who are on these drugs? And I said, I don't think I am right now. I don't believe I have any clients on it. She said, these are the people who need the help the most because they need to make the habit changes and they need to exercise and they need to strength train more than anybody to help them with their muscle. And I hadn't really thought of it like that. And then I realized, you're right. The people who are on the medications need the same exact kind of help as the people who are not. So never be afraid to ask for help, to get coaching, even if you're on the drug, so that you can be as healthy as possible as you continue to lose that weight. All right, everyone. So that's all we have time for today, but I thought it was really important that we talk about this one more time. And always I like people to know where I'm coming from. I'm a very black and white kind of person. My sister always says, Kimmy, you're so black and white. Not everybody is like that. And what I mean by that is people probably don't come to me or listen to me because they think she doesn't do medication, she doesn't do supplements, she's not going to want to help anybody who's taking a GLP-1 drug. Even though I'm a black and white person in that I don't like to take medication, it doesn't mean that you have to be that person. You can still be that person and ask for help. And I will not judge you. And I will be here for you. And I will still help you. Because the only thing that I care about in life is helping people be as healthy as they can be. That's the most important thing to me. So I just hope that more and more people have a little less judgment about the drug and a little more of that spirit in their head that needs to be, you do you and let's all get along. That's all that really matters. All right, everyone, the Earn That Body podcast is here to bring you health, fitness, and nutrition information you can put into play right away.
For more information about Kim Eagle's online programs, go to earnthatbody.com or check out Earn That Body on all forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube.